Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's November 2nd, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs Sugar Skull New Era 5950 purchased from Clark Street Sports and a t-shirt purchased from Obvious Shirts. You had to know that we'd end up here today, right? I mean, I'm pretty easy to read, like a fifth grade CYO basketball player telegraphing a pass. On this date in 2016, it was a Wednesday, and the greatest game ever was played in Cleveland. An 8-7 victory in 10 innings that broke the Cubs' 108-year World Series drought, broke what might have been a 71-year curse put on by a man and his goat, and broke the hearts of millions of Cleveland fans hoping for their first title in 68 years. It's appropriate that the Cubs won their first World Series as Northsiders on All Souls' Day, the date that Western Christianity uses to recognize the faithful departed, given that so many of the Cubs' faithful lived and died without ever seeing their beloved team win at all. After more than a century of heartbreak, primarily 1969, but 77 also comes to mind, along with each subsequent playoff trip, particularly in 03, the Northsiders finally got over the hump. A 17-minute rain delay, maybe a little divine intervention, gave Jason Hayward the opportunity to call a quick team meeting in the Progressive Field weight room, reminding his mates that they were the best team in baseball for a reason. The game resumed at 12:11 a.m. Eastern Time. 36 minutes later, the Brizzo Souvenir Company wrapped up the first and still only extra inning Game 7 win by the visiting team in World Series history.